Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn steady, March wheat down 3 cents, and January beans up 3.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 17 ticks, crude oil down 68 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up about 150 points higher here. Gold and silver just a little bit lower. Steady overnight in corn. We've been in a very tight range in this corn market. Can't seem to break out one way or the other. We definitely need a close over 391 to convince the bulls that we can see some higher prices out here. Funds are getting, you know, fairly long in here, 90,000 contracts. Again, a surprise to the market. I'm not sure that's necessarily friendly out here, but it does indicate that they believe that there's going to be more Chinese buying. The beans higher overnight. Some might say that flies in the face of the president announcing the release of the last soybean payment out here. Now, some people are saying he's releasing it because the Chinese buying hasn't been what's been expected, which would be bearish. Some people are saying he's just following up with what he said he was going to do, and it has no implication on the Chinese business whatsoever. Obviously, the market wasn't concerned about it overnight with the beans being three higher, but I'm a little skeptical up here myself. Wheat a little bit lower. I'm not sure. It looked like guys were buying beans, selling wheat overnight. Again, no Chinese announcements. We'd certainly like to see something from China, something from Egypt to bolster up this market. The wheat's been acting fairly decent, but we need to close over 541 there to trigger the funds getting long. I still think they're short. A little bit of wheat, a little bit of beans, but long that 90,000 contracts of corn. Weather around the world, a little bit too wet in Argentina in the north. Brazil's a little bit too dry, so not ideal conditions out here, but we don't see any game changers for the moment. And every day that goes by that we don't see these big Chinese announcements, you know, the window gets closed a little tighter before the Brazilians can start releasing some of their beans that'll be harvested here pretty soon. So when it's all said and done, I think it's a matter of does China buy? Does Egypt buy? We need to see some evidence of demand here over with the funds long. All this corn, I think we could see some type of a sell-off in here. Again, we haven't been able to fill the gaps. We had an inside day yesterday on corn, wheat, and beans. Depending on which way we come out of that today, assuming that we do, it may be a good indicator for the rest of the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.